Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you this week with our series that we're doing on watching the fig tree. Jesus said, if you want to know when I'm coming to set up my kingdom, Luke 21, watch the fig tree. The fig tree is Israel. And we're watching God's plan for it in the Word. You only can tell from the Word. That's the only way you can watch it. You can't. Well, of course, we watch the news broadcast. We see what's happening. This is their 60th anniversary. But we have to look at it in light of God's Word and His promises and what He told us would come to pass. Plan A for Israel was to reveal God to the nations by living in their promised land with total blessing, Deuteronomy 28, and all the nations would see they had the true God. But God said, if you don't obey me, then I'm going to scatter you. The diaspora, or diaspora, you might say. I'm going to scatter you throughout all the earth. You're going to the four corners of the earth. And then just before the Messiah comes, I'm going to bring you back to your promised land. And there, the messianic kingdom of the seventh day will be set up. And so, folks, Israel's been back home now 60 years. They've had Jerusalem reunited for 40 years. It's a very prophetic time, especially as we watch Iran and Russia and all those things that are happening. But let's look at Israel as the big sign. And we have to know what God says. Leviticus chapter 26 is speaking of that scattering. Because God said, we've already read in Deuteronomy, if you don't obey me in the land, then I'm going to scatter you to the four corners of the earth. Now listen to this. This is Deuteronomy, and this has to do with the scattering. We're going to start at verse 27. If you will not for all this hearken unto me, but walk contrary to me, then I will walk contrary unto you. And I, even I, will chastise you for your sins. I will, verse 31, make your cities waste. Verse 32, I will bring the land into desolation. And your enemies which dwell therein shall be astonished at it. And I will scatter you among the nations, and will draw out a sword after you, and your land shall be desolate, and your cities waste. Folks, when the Jews are outside the land, it does not prosper. It cannot produce. It cannot grow crops. It is a land that is desolate. And the enemies can never grow upon that land. It will never blossom for them. It will never do. It will, Isaiah chapter 32 and verse 13 says, it will produce only thorns and briars. Now we're still in Leviticus chapter 26, and we're going to see that every place God mentions the scattering, He also mentions the ingathering. And so we are here at Leviticus 26 verse 44. And yet for all that, when they be in the land of their enemies, that's the Jews, I will not cast them away. Neither will I abhor them to destroy them utterly, and to break my covenant with them, for I am the Lord their God. But I will for their sakes remember the covenant of their ancestors, whom I brought forth out of the land of Egypt in the sight of the nations, that I might be their God. I am Jehovah. Folks, God says that even though they're scattered, He remembers His covenant with them. And thank God, because if He keeps His covenant with the Jews, He's keeping His covenant with me. His new covenant. Hallelujah, blessed be the Lord my God. Now, the Jews really regard the book of Hosea as a book that tells them about, you know, this is the one where Hosea married a wife and then she was adulterous and then he took her back. And it speaks of Israel. That's what God will do. And so we're going to pick it up with Hosea chapter 2 and verse 14. Therefore, behold, I will allure her and bring her into the wilderness and speak comfortably unto her. And I will give her her vineyards from thence, and the valley of Achor for a door of hope. And she shall sing there as in the days of her youth, and as in the days when she came up out of the land of Egypt, See how lovingly he speaks of Israel? And it shall be in that day, saith the Lord, that thou shalt call me Ishi, and thou shalt call me no more Baali. You shall call me my husband, my man. In that day, verse 18, will I make a covenant for them with the beasts of the field and the fowls of the heavens and the creeping things of the ground. I will break the bow and the sword and the battle out of the earth and will make them lie down safely. Safely. Of course, this is being the millennium. I will betroth thee unto me forever. Yea, I will betroth thee unto me in righteousness and in judgment and in loving kindness and in mercy. I will even betroth thee unto me in faithfulness, and thou shalt know the Lord. The Bible teaches there are two brides, Israel being the bride of Jehovah, and the church being the bride of Christ. And here he says that he will have this loving covenant with her forever. Verse 23, I will sow her unto me in the earth. I will have mercy upon her that had not obtained mercy. And I will say to them which were not my people, thou art my people. And they shall say unto me, thou art my God. Going over to chapter 3. For the children of Israel shall abide many days without a king and without a prince and without a sacrifice and without an image, without an ephod, without teraphim. That's happened. Afterward shall the children of Israel return and seek Jehovah their God and David their king, and shall fear Jehovah their God and his goodness in the latter days. Now, actually, this says in the Hebrew, in the end of days, in the end of those 6 days, going into that 7th day, the millennium, they shall seek the Lord their God. There will be Jews here on the earth when the Lord returns and puts his feet down upon the Mount of Olives. And they'll look up at him. If you want to know what they say and what they do, you need David Barron's book, his commentary on the book of Zechariah. The book of Zechariah begins when Israel was coming back to build its second temple, and it goes right on down through the millennial age. So the commentary on Zechariah by David Barron is marvelous, wonderful, and it normally sells for $23. It's a big book, but we're offering it to you for only $15. You can order it from 1-800-972-3447, and you'll see, hallelujah, as they look up and see him whom they've pierced, and they recognize their Messiah. Now, when will this happen? He tells them in the book of Hosea, chapter 5, speaking to the Jews. This is not to the church, this is to the Jews. For I will be unto the Ephraim, that was the northern kingdom of Israel, as a lion, and as a young lion to the house of Judah. There were two kingdoms, the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom. To the northern kingdom, he's going to be like an adult lion, tear them to pieces. Those are the lost tribes, we call them. Scatter them to the ends of the earth. Hard to find. But to Judah, they're going to be like a young lion would tear them apart. And he says, I will tear and go away. I will carry them off, and none shall rescue them. No one can rescue the Jews but God. Then he says in verse 15, I will go and return to my place till they acknowledge their offense and seek my face. In their affliction, they will seek me early. This word affliction is the same word that's translated tribulation. It's the Hebrew word tsar. It means a narrow place, pressure coming in from all sides. Pressure's coming against Israel right now, folks. And he says, pressure, this tsar, this narrow place, they will seek me early. And this is what they will say. This is what Israel will say to the Lord. Come and let us return unto the Lord. For he hath torn us, and he will heal us. He hath smitten us, and he will bind us up. When will this be? Verse 2 tells us, after 2 days will he revive us. On the 3rd day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. We know from Psalms, and we know from 2 Peter, that one day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So God tells them after 2 days of this scattering, and it's been 2 days, after 2 days of this scattering, on the 3rd, he will revive them, and he will raise them up, and they shall live in his sight. There will be the reestablishment. And so it doesn't mean you have to figure it down to exactly a year, exactly an hour, but in about 2 days, And we saw that when he picked up with Israel, he started bringing them back home. And he did that in late 1800s, 1897. I'm going to teach here on the radio something about the marvelous association of a Christian pastor, Heckler, with Herzl, Theodore Herzl, and how God restored Zionism and the Jews coming home to their land with these two men working together. I'm going to be teaching that later on in a series that we'll make available to you as well. Now, God promised that he would bring them home. In Isaiah, remember we read in Leviticus that that it was going to be desolate, this land, all the time they were gone. But the Lord says that when they come home, Isaiah chapter 35, 1, the wilderness and the solitary place shall be glad for them, and the desert shall rejoice and blossom as the rose. Never. The land would be an astonishment during all the time they were gone. Desolate, and it was. Read Mark Twain's Innocents Abroad. And you can see how very desolate it was when he visited there. But the sages say that the most certain sign of the imminence of the Messianic era is that the Holy Land will once again produce its fruit generously for the Jewish nation. And we read here in Isaiah 27, he shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. In 2004, my friend Gloria Copeland went to Moscow and was ministering there with Rick Renner and his wonderful work. And she said the most beautiful bowl of fruit was on her table in cold Moscow. And she said, where did this fruit come from? And she was told that it came from Israel. Think of the miracle, how the wall had to fall to get the fruit from Israel traded with Russia and on Gloria's table, all a sign from the Bible, if you know how to read signs. Bless the Lord, that bowl of fruit was prophecy fulfilled. Prophecy fulfilled. The flowers, they're coming home, the desert blossoming like a rose. The 60th year they've been home, they were in the ovens of Auschwitz before that. And right up out of those ovens, they came home. Oh, folks, our eyes have beheld wonderful miracles. Are you looking for the coming of the Lord? Are you ready for the coming of the Lord? We invite you to get this week's teaching on CD, these radio broadcasts, for $5 plus shipping. You can get last week's, which was part one of this series, for $5. Just telephone us at 1-800-972-3447. You might want David Barron's book, Israel and the Plan of God. It sells for $16, it goes for $10. We've already told you about Zechariah. And plan for your youth to come to Champions for Christ the end of July and 1st of August. We have a wonderful time with all the facilities here in Branson and great Bible teaching. Steve Munns, wonderful Bible teachers, Billy Brim and Chip Brim. Shalom. Until next time.